In Colombia, illegal drugs continue to play a big role in the country's 40-year-old civil war. Both the left-wing guerrillas and the right-wing paramilitaries fund themselves through the drug trade. But now, drug money has led to a rupture in the largest paramilitary group. Stephen Dudley reports from northern Colombia.
In a remote mountain town beneath a barn, a horse chomps on its feed, while a rooster fidgets in the background. Right-wing paramilitary leaders have gathered here to hash out their problems. The top commanders of the loosely knit National Self-Defense Alliance of Colombia, or AUC, talk in a small hut under a thatched roof. The AUC formed close to 10 years ago to fight leftist guerrillas, and has since become the government's proxy in its battle against the rebels. However, the militia group has been riven by internal fighting, much of it over drug profits. AUC leader Carlos Castaño says drug money gave the group the means to grow into a force of 15,000 soldiers. But it recently has caused the AUC to fracture, with many paramilitary soldiers now being used to traffic cocaine and heroin.
Ejercen un control económico en alguna región. Entonces el narcotráfico.
The narcos give money to the AUC commanders, who then don't go after the guerrillas but protect the drug traffickers' land, kind of like private guards. Or they'll use the AUC to protect a drug laboratory or where there's coca in the zone.
The split in the paramilitaries may further complicate peace efforts for the newly installed government of Álvaro Uribe. Army generals say they're targeting the paramilitaries no matter the faction. Last month, the army killed 24 paramilitary soldiers in an ambush. But the president has also said he's willing to negotiate with the right-wing groups, and AUC commanders say they regularly coordinate military actions with the Colombian army. Analysts like Ari Patiño, a former rebel who works with the Peace Institute in Colombia, say the AUC's breakup illustrates different philosophies among the factions about how best to work with the government.
De que las autodefensas podrían ser una oferta interesante en la medida que tuviesen.
There's one paramilitary group that thinks its connections to drug traffickers make it a better ally to the government, he says. While Castaño says the only way to gain the government's trust is to end all ties to the illegal trade. The AUC's drug trafficking has caught Washington's attention. The State Department put the group on its list of international terrorist organizations last year, and U.S. authorities are investigating several AUC leaders, including Castaño, for exporting cocaine and heroin. What's more, at least 2,500 paramilitary troops that broke from the AUC are in two areas the U.S. and Colombian governments have targeted for drug trafficking. Castaño's own troops also remain in control of several huge drug-producing areas. At this month's gathering, Castaño said the AUC will continue to collect what it calls a war tax from coca producers and traffickers.
There's no way we couldn't collect the tax. We wouldn't be able to finance nearly as many men, and we wouldn't even be able to control the territories that we do now.
Villagers say the so-called war tax is little more than extortion. If they don't pay it, they're threatened with expulsion from their land or death. Rights groups say AUC forces are responsible for the vast majority of the human rights abuses in Colombia, including massacres of civilians believed to sympathize with the left-wing insurgents. At its recent meeting, the AUC pledged to respect human rights, but government investigators say that in the past year, the number of murders at the hands of AUC soldiers has risen dramatically. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Dudley in the jungles of northern Colombia.